Hi, I'm Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. At the end of this month, the Greater Burlington YMCA will be closing its childcare facility in St. Albans. The childcare program had been operating out of a temporary location since its regular location was damaged by a burst pipe. But that regular location was in the building leased by the federal government as the service center for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. The government picked up the rental tab for the child care center as well. And when the government announced it wasn't going to renew the lease on that building, the child care center was unable to find a location where it could afford to operate. 38 children and their families are now left with 3 weeks to find affordable child care and openings, which many parents are finding nearly impossible. Catherine Marin is one of those parents. She's a licensed social worker in St. Albans, and in addition to working to figure out a plan for her family, she's also leaning on Vermont policymakers to do more to support universal child care. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jane.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family's situation?
Yeah, sure. I have one daughter. My husband and I have one daughter. And we found out on March 9th that our beloved child care center was closing. This is the third child care situation we've had in the 3.5 years my child has been alive. So it's just been a bumpy road for us to find a safe place and a structured place to have our child over the last couple of years.
So what are you going to do now that the child care center is closing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are leaning on family members. Luckily, we have resources available between grandparents and my sister-in-law. But I think what really sparked the desire for some advocacy in me is just that other families don't have resources available. So, Tuesday night, I found out and we called the two other centers that we feel have comparable programs and that are well known in the community, and both have lengthy wait lists, and we're getting calls from all of us because there's limited options in our community.
Well, when you say there are limited options, in fact, Franklin County is one of the worst places in the state when it comes to affordable and available child care. And as first reported in the St. Albans Messenger when this news came out, this is one of the worst counties in Vermont when it comes to having enough spots. The Messenger cited a 2020 study by Let's Grow Kids that found that the county would need nearly 1,500 more child care spots to cover the need.
Absolutely. And with our county growing, that's why we live here. We were able to afford housing here. That's why so many people I know are moving to this area, because it is kind of one of the areas that still has somewhat affordable housing. And so I think that's important, as we consider how we want to develop our communities and continue to grow, kind of this need for child care.
Well, this isn't news to you that certainly, especially now, that and you said this is the third childcare situation for your daughter just in her 3+ years of life. And the fact that there's a shortage of care isn't news to legislators, isn't news to the governor, isn't news to people who have been agitating and being activists for better and more childcare in the state. But you sent a letter to state leaders asking them to step up their efforts to improve childcare options. And not just pay lip service to it. What do you want them to do right now?
Yeah, I can't begin to kind of understand the complexities of implementing, the new funding or our policy. But I just really felt like I needed to speak up and really bring a real story in front of their faces. And I think that we need to kind of look at this more broadly, because as a parent, I feel like it's kind of this narrative. You have to fend for yourself. You have to be lucky enough to secure a slot at a reputable organization or child care facility. And I'm really asking that, we look at this maybe from a more public perspective. Does it become part of the public education system? Do we utilize some of this funding to open up centers in more of these rural areas like Franklin County or Rutland County or Addison County? Some counties that really feel left behind when it comes to resources. And I just want to highlight that, you know, I've only heard back from two of our local representatives and of course the CEO at the YMCA and Republicans and Democrats. So I find that a little upsetting and disappointing, considering childcare is such a prominent topic right now in the media. So
because you sent this to many state policy leaders, including your local representatives in the state legislature, but also I believe the governor and even our representatives in Congress. Is that right?
Well, I had to, you know, send it to Bernie, but I also included like Molly Gray and the Speaker of the Vermont House and the pro tempore. So, yeah, I just felt like I was gonna blast it to whoever would listen, whoever might listen, and who might have some kind of power in the situation. I'm not naive to the situation that the Y is gonna close, right? But I hope that maybe my letter and my advocacy can help support families in Franklin County and families across the state.
And in fact, in your letter, you point out that your call to action is not just to give families options, but to protect early childhood educators who've lost their jobs and already have little job security and low wages. And I'll just read a paragraph of what you wrote. Sorry to read your own words in front of you, Catherine. But Catherine wrote, "We continually hear from the Scott administration and state leaders that childcare is a priority, but consistently see childcare center facilities closing statewide. Tuition costs are out of reach for families, teachers' wages are low, and the facilities lose money annually. This makes it nearly impossible to keep childcare centers open and thriving. This system is flawed. It is up to our legislature to address the needs of families by making affordable childcare accessible in a way that pays educators a livable wage and keeps these community-run organizations afloat." Catherine, do you have hope that there will be a better picture, maybe not for your daughter while she needs early childhood education and care, but for other families in Franklin County and statewide within the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 years?
I hope so. You know, I put something out on social media and I heard from so many mothers about, you know, just the situation that happened at UVM and St. Mike's and you know, I want to hold on to hope for families in our community. And, you know, I really just, I feel for the educators that have been there for 12, 15 years. I mean, this center has been in our community for 25 years. It is the only 5-star accredited childcare facility in our county. And, you know, that's just really impactful.
Catherine, I want to pull out that word you just said, and not to put you on the spot here, but you said you've heard from so many mothers. And when we look at the childcare picture in Vermont, many early childhood educators are predominantly women. When we look at people who stay home to care for their children when there's been a shortage of childcare, and certainly that is happening in the pandemic, it has primarily fallen to women, to mothers. And when we look at who the decision makers are in trying to carry the emotional load of finding childcare, that often also falls to women. Do you see this as also a rights issue and an equity issue for women?
Absolutely. You know, I would say, you know, I brought together families yesterday and it was all mothers, not to say that the fathers or other caregivers are totally, you know, devastated by this, but I think it directly impacts women in our state. And when we see the statistics, you know, VT Digger put out that 73% of people that are unemployed in Vermont are women. I mean, that has to be a direct connection to access to childcare in our state.
Absolutely. Yeah. Catherine Marin lives in St. Albans. Her daughter is one of 38 kids who will be losing their childcare when the Greater Burlington YMCA has to close down at the end of the month. Catherine, thank you very much for talking with me about your family situation and also the activism that you're engaging in on this issue of early childhood education and care. Good luck to your family.
Thanks, Jane, and best of luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.